or the ultimate conclusion of this group, do we still need to go and get a permanent chair, or can we kind of continue with you in a temporary capacity to get to that point, if that is, or if it's a recharter, can you get us to the next checkpoint, or do we have to have a chair prior to that?
That's an interesting question. I guess if what the group is saying to the council is, listen, we think it's time to tie this up in as a GNSO working group and take it somewhere else.
Okay.
Or are you saying this isn't the best GNSO working group and we should form another GNSO?
I'm saying there's probably two types of next steps, some that are going to be longer than others and some that are going to necessarily have a continuation of this group in a much longer time. And I can see those having, you know, a need for a permanent chair, but some of the other ones might not. They have a shorter time horizon. I'm just curious as to
what sort of shorter time horizon? I actually think that, yes, I think personally that me finishing up the snapshot and someone taking over chairing, no matter where we're headed with it,
right,
is probably a good idea.
Okay. So we're not looking for a chair in between now and the snapshot.
Right. No, it's something I want to start talking about and start thinking about, but I see myself as finishing the initial snapshot, but then after that, the group has to sort of get into that negotiation mode. And it's one of the things that I think we need to be able to do with a charter or with a task is if the working group finishes. Yeah, you wanted to say something. No. If the working group gets to a certain point on it and then says either we're stuck, we need clarification, we want to change, we don't think this belongs here.
GNSO and other organizations.
Right, is to go back to the council and say that and get some feedback.
Were you saying something about body language earlier?
I
picked up on a real
thing. That's why I asked him if there was something you wanted to say.
So I guess I have a couple questions.
Again, hypotheticals, not advocating any
You keep saying snapshot. Do you mean the initial report?
The initial report.
Okay.
But the way I've basically been doing the initial report is, as opposed to continuing to work real hard to reach consensus on anything, everything, was basically to take a snapshot of where we are now, where there's agreement, where there's support, where there's alternative viewpoints, get those set down. That's what I'm calling a snapshot. In other words, I know it may be possible for people to talk and get more consensus. I mean, one of the problems with the working group model for ICANN at the moment is a cultural issue, is reaching consensus in a working group can be a lengthy, painful process at times. Sometimes, you know, the consensus building within an IETF working group goes on a year and a half longer than we wished it would. You know, sometimes I find myself editing a document 3 years after I cared about it anymore. So building complete consensus beyond a snapshot, if that's what we want to do, is a fine goal.
But for that, we would need a new chair.
And we need to rethink how we're doing this. And I don't personally think that a three-year working group on a three-year project is necessarily a bad thing. And I'm not saying that this is such a project, etc. But, you know, sometimes a project is a long project, sometimes it's a short project. Mm. If we want consensus, then, and since the working group model is driving us towards consensus building, we have to be aware that consensus building always takes longer than anybody wants it to.
Maybe it makes sense that this is pretty much the core of the working group. Is this George on the phone? Or?
I believe that's George on the phone.
George said he...
Oh, okay. So, I mean, maybe it makes sense to just kind of take our temperature. Do we feel like we're getting close to consensus on that initial report? I do, personally, at least on the initial report. It seems like we're very close, actually. Marika maybe could give her opinion on that, too. I mean, I know it's a long document, but it seems like most of it, at least.
Well, there are a few sections that I think people are being worked on. But I think, like Ivory said, the biggest question is, of course, is the next step conclusion part.
Yeah.
And maybe it's an option not to fill that in. I mean, I'm just throwing it out. I'm just saying, look, this is what we found, and maybe need to go back to the council to discuss
Or to the constituencies. That would be the next step.
Well, that was
the report, right? It's to the constituencies who then could suggest next steps, and perhaps we have some consensus next steps after that process. But I feel like we have to take this report and go back to the constituencies.
Oh, there's no, yes, that wasn't an issue. I don't think that was an issue. And actually, I guess there's two ways of looking at the word consensus on the report. That there's consensus on, yes, this is what we want to send people.
Mm-hmm.
Or
right.
There's consensus on all the thoughts on it. But no, that's why we have agreement, support, and whatever. So, yeah. And that's what I was saying earlier. I think we're close to, except for the parts that we haven't looked at yet, which was not the next step.
My question was, can you get us there?
Oh, yeah, that's my intent. My intent is to get to the point where we've given the report to the council. It's what happens afterwards. It's basically, if there's a desire of the working group to say, hey, we want to keep working on this, then that working group needs to elect this officer.
Well, we decide that after we get the constituency statements.
So basically, that is one of the options, that basically the group goes dormant, and as once it gets sent off to initial, then the group goes dormant, doesn't do anything until after constituency statements is an option. Yes, the whole constituency, public, council discussion, figure out what to do next.
We don't have to go completely dormant. We can continue whatever research, get data gathering efforts are on, obviously. I mean,
but one part that's still missing indeed in the report is more data. I think that people in the background are working on that. So that's a section that would be good if we could have.
I was sent data literally hours before I got on the plane to come here, so
But it still could be good for the group to coordinate itself somehow during that period.
I have some data from April of Renton, too.
Right.
So I think we have enough to at least give some representatives.
Yeah. It sounds like we agree.
I was actually just talking about
it. At least we heard it, I'm sure.
Is anybody opposed to that? Just
so we'll
let this report, put it out to constituency statements, and then talking again?
Are you then proposing to take out the conclusions and next steps part for now, or are you still...
It's really hard for us to make any conclusions or next steps right now. I don't know if we're going to come to consensus.
So at the moment, when you're talking about
other than taking constituency input, which I think is a good next step.
I agree with you, but would it be, we could put some possible next steps, and just as long as we qualify them and say...
Well, you've already got that.
On these, and, yeah, so...
I mean, you've already got pages...
Putting options up for...
I guess there's no harm in that. Sure, everyone put in whatever they think the potential next steps are.
But, actually, then a question becomes, because Marika said that the possible next steps that are in here were never really discussed.
Yeah, well, let's not even take people's temperature on possible
right.
next
we
steps.
Just,
let's just have everybody
leave
them in.
Right,
and then they think possibly next steps are, and that's the constituency's comment. Maybe all of us will agree on a few.
I mean, is it too naive to hope that they come back from all the constituencies and that 80% alignment on
the
choice?
The 80-20 rule is always a nice thing to hope
yes,
for.
It is. Yeah, almost anything.
Well, even if there's 20% consensus, maybe that's the answer. It doesn't matter. At that point, really, at that point, it's up for the council to decide, anyway, after the constituency statement. But it's out of our hands.
Right.
I'm looking for... So really, and there are no conclusions, are there? Not conclusions.
Well, the first interim conclusion, Dr. Ice.
There
extra papers that
he's
putting around?
There's two papers left.
I'll take one, please.
Yeah. Normally, I don't want paper, but my computer's
limited.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
right.
And then, chapter 9 is H43,
possible
next steps. I haven't been updated yet on the...
Well, the possible next step, if I understood what Mike was suggesting, it was just... People read through these, and if they have one that's not there yet, they write it up and it gets added.
Yeah. Are these,
does that make
is
sense?
This Mike O'Connor and Marika, this is you guys' text? Or
maybe Mike.
Text? Okay.
The possible next steps, page 43.
Yeah.
44, 45. So then perhaps something to do with that possible next step is for people to read that, and if the possible next step that they would prefer isn't here, we append it. write it up, and we add that as another possible next step.
I suppose we also should take comments on Mike's text. I mean, if we come to consensus that we don't like it, we can go, right? Some of it. Like his notes, or that, you know, that just time had passed by some of the text. I'm not reading this right now.
Right, no.
I haven't read it in a while. I'm sure he doesn't take too much pride in it. I mean, it's not going to require... I mean, that's not what I meant.
No,
we're not going to require we keep your text.
No. Definitely, I don't believe he's requiring to keep his text. And,
I'm not even in the group.
Nonetheless, you know, you get really depressed, and we worry about your psychological state.
Yeah,
and
bad karma.
Yeah.
I think that would be a great idea, and it would work if we can, I guess, and I'm just trying to think two steps ahead here, if we are in agreement that we can be permissive in what we accept as long as it's reasonable and you know, fits with the process and distinct from some of the other ideas. If we get into, you know, a mode where we're slicing and dicing all the individual steps, I think, you know, we're kind of back into the quicksand. So.
Right. Yeah, no, I'd want to avoid that myself. I think if we basically indicated that possible next step was completely alternative viewpoints.
Conceivable next step.
Right. And that basically it's a collection of viewpoints about what the possible next steps are, and then leave it to the constituencies who read it to comment on, you know, their preferences, and to the public comment, and to the council to figure out what those are. Now, what about the interim conclusions? We went through this once before, and we, other than tentatively crossing out 1156 through 1159, that were basically, as I asked Marika, to do a strike through on anything we planned to delete and then delete it at the next pass, we didn't have any major changes on it as interim conclusions. That's something we probably need to read through and make sure that people are, in some sense, content with. As I said, we did already talk about it once, and all we really did was strike out 1156 through 59.
That's just a small block of text. I don't want to move away if we could.
I thought we were going to do that.
Well, I'm thinking maybe it might help, since we're face-to-face and we've got a little time, to throw out. I mean, James threw out one idea about looping in the CCNSO. Maybe we should just throw out some of our ideas about what the next steps would be after we get constituency statements, because we're obviously going to be the ones leading our constituency statements, most likely. And just talk about it while we're face-to-face, because we never get to be face-to-face, you know.
Is that fine with others? As I say, I have...
I mean, you know, can we start with the CCNSO issue? I mean...
Throwing that out as an example of something that could be suggested, recognizing this issue, I mean, based on... depending on what... Few of us know we're probably operating in 2 hours sleep, but
or less, I think.
Or less. More caffeine than water. I think you see various presentations on fast luck, e-crime, phishing attacks, and things of that nature, various constituency statements, workshops, and breakout meetings. And I think that one thing that common in a lot of those is that they span the G and the CC space. So I'm throwing that out there as one possible.
So do you mean maybe just trying to get some liaison from the CCNSO?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking as I listened to that.
I mean, you know, we're the GNSO, right, fundamentally. We can't tell them what to do, and we can't sit around waiting for them to do something just because the problem cuts across the domain space. Every problem cuts across both. So if that were a rule, we would never do anything.
But we did talk about, on certain things where we shared problems, on finding ways to work. I mean, that's sort of a decision that we've made as the two, NSOs. So we do have a liaison. Certainly what this prompts is the idea that when we put out the initial report for review, we send a copy to the CCNSO with our liaison, and, you know, ask them if they're interested to review this, and perhaps we can schedule a joint conversation or collect comments or something from them.
I mean, even more broadly, it'd be great if we could get CCNSO participation in some of our working groups.
Well, that's,
so, you know,
that's the whole idea about the working groups, is we're supposed to broaden them out to that point, so perhaps that's part of the continuation that after this is possible.
I agree with you. It completely makes sense for this. You know, we can't sit on our hands. I don't think they've ever passed a policy, or as I'm aware.
I don't want to get into judging what they've done or haven't done, but basically, if they have the same sort of issues,
yeah.
You know, or...
Yeah, or just recognizing that there could be valuable input there,
right.
Or maybe something that we... And I think that the idea of a liaison is probably...
We just today created a liaison to the CCNSO. They're about to create one to us so that we have a wider communication path, but I think, well, yeah, Chris and I talk to each other, but a wider communication path than that.
Say certainly some of the solutions that we've looked at as possible solutions to the problem have been implemented in CC registries, so you can do have some valuable input in that regard.
Nice and useful observation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they have some experience, too.
Yeah.
All right, so I think it sounds like we're kind of agreed on that point.
Right, and so the first step on that is the liaison and passing it over to them and asking them to...
Well, again, I was just throwing that out there.
No, but it's a great one.
...include as a possible next step, and whether we move on that or not, I'm certainly willing to try and see.
Well, getting them to read, asking them to read and review it is sort of a prequel to, I think, the kind of thing you were talking about, is we certainly couldn't get them involved until we had gotten them to read it and gotten them to decide to be involved. So that's why, you know, I thought basically as a sort of prequel, as it were, to what you mentioned was just getting them to read it and review it when everyone else is, when the constituencies are.
So I think we all agree on that process. That basically process step, as far as I can tell. I think that we should try to think what are the options for substantive next steps, right? We can disband the working group, say we're done. We can draft another charter for more work, if we think that makes sense, and we can agree on one on the council. Basically, that would be the council would draft the charter, which we may or may not take a shot at drafting. Or we could... I don't know what else could be. What else might be? I don't want to talk.
Well, one of the things I was thinking of, if we get that far after the review, is to actually not only draft the charter. We had an initial charter. It's almost to negotiate a charter, and that's often done by a chair so that we can get something that both the people working on it agree is doable and the people on the council agree is within scope and within policy constraints, because those two may take a couple back and forth before you actually get somewhere.
Well, on the farther end of the spectrum, I mean, you know, clearly where it would be ideal, and I hope in all of our minds, is if we could actually agree after the constituency statements on some recommendations, policy recommendations, but I don't know that we'll get there. But it's possible. I've got to believe. Come on.
Yes, we can.
Hold on.
I mean,
I'll scream.
Be a combination. Maybe there is some very simple recommendations that we do all agree on, and we also agree that there should be more work done to look at other possible recommendations.
Maybe we can even agree that there should be no policy recommendations coming out.
Well, there's a difference between recommendations.
Possible. Oh, it's very doubtful.
Right here, sir. Between policy and recommendations.
Well, this is a policy development process, right? That's
yeah, at the moment we're in a policy development process.
And I think there's a question about whether this is an appropriate subject for PDPs. That's the thing I can express. Staff has recently said that the manner in which domain names are registered is an appropriate and in scope thing for a PDP. But the manner in which domain names are used is not. And I think that's left in the manner in which domain names are used.
And I've pointed out on the list today that I find that a little inconsistent with the prior advice when this report that kicked off this group, and I'd love to have further interpretation. If you want to do it on the fly, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, it's probably better to do a sleep issue thing in the account, especially probably better to do it formally in writing later. But I think just a quick answer, I think tentatively is to
That's what you're talking about, manipulating the registration facility and changing the names of records rapidly. Directly related to registration.
Is that a registration or is that a use?
So, but it's a step closer to the registration. This has been like abuse could be something if I post the wrong file on my website 2 years after I registered it without having touched the registration record. Well, I've stepped into registration abuse and for just pure registration. That's my 5 feet one.
Yeah, I'm going to need to see that in writing.
Or if there's any other possible next steps with you, is that what you want to talk about?
Yeah, one thought would be using the model for IRTP. If we approach this and we're like, okay, you know, how do we get our arms around this? If one possibility is, can it be broken up into, you know, smaller sub-working groups? But, you know, if we have a technical challenge or that requires a lot of data analysis, and then we want to take a look also into surveying the CC space and the effectiveness of some of their policies, and, you know, trying to decide this issue between use and registration. I mean, if these types of issues can be narrowed in into smaller and smaller working units, and then we can take a subset of this working group. And
well, if we were taking the IRTP figures, we would take them sequentially.
Yeah.
We would list the partition in smaller chunk subjects, and then say, okay, this is the one we take first, or the way it worked with IRTP, the working group came up with the chunks and the recommendations, the priorities, and then the council sort of went through it and said, well, yeah, okay, let's start working on this one, and then later we'll work on that one. And it really depends on getting to the point where we've got enough people to work on multiple things before we start working on multiple things. Because at the moment, we barely have enough people to work on one thing.
Yeah, and the cautionary tale for, I think, everyone is that doing what's best, what's to turn into a career that's going to run in the next 5 or 6 years, because, I mean, you know, it could drag the process out, I guess, is my concern there. But one of the successes, I think, that I can just chime in from another group, that the IRTP group, is that we've had a lot of more streamlined and effective success because the huge issue was broken into smaller sets of related questions, and then they were very narrowly targeted so that we could pull in, you know, various expertise and then just focus on those. And I think that you can see that the headway is being made a lot faster, even though that group, I think, started later than this, a couple months. So.
But then again, the group that cut it up into the pieces and the prioritizing of those pieces,
I'm sure they were pulling their
took about a year or more to get to that point. So,
okay.
Yeah, so this group is where that group was a year and a half ago, in a sense. I'd hate to say that. Mm. Forget I said that. but, yeah. And so, yes, the dividing it up into manageable pieces, and when you do that, you also get to prioritize those pieces, because some of them may be interesting problems or interesting things, but are not the key problem area at the moment, or they're not the most susceptible to study, or they're not the most susceptible to change. And so that could be a useful exercise, too. By the way, were any of those, I must admit, I actually haven't read the possible next steps. Were any of those included in the next step? Right. Okay, well, we can look at that later. We can look at that before.
I would say one of the things we could look at, as well as possible next steps, is trying to divide out what we're going to, parts of this that could be policy and parts of this that could be best practices and parts of it that could be support for the industry. Because right now the industry is solving this problem, not in the way I think most people in the domain community want them to solve the problem. That is by arbitrarily setting rules and creating a system that block a whole bunch of stuff. And I don't think that's a world that we really want to have happen. If we can create systems and policies to let people who have a legitimate use for these techniques, et cetera, use it. So, I think that, you know, if we can take a look at what makes sense from a policy perspective,
mm-hmm.
versus what makes sense from a, you know, how do we support?
I guess that would probably come after we got constituency statements. I think wouldn't the council normally
everything
give
comes
a view at that point, or
well,
or would it be only after would it be after final report? Then you would insert something about scope, or
No, that's in the... That's an issue.
Then you're done, basically, unless you get a special request that you choose to answer.
So, first of all, I think all of these things come either parallel to the constituency reports or after it, but, you know, certainly not before we sent it on. By the way, before we go with more ideas, I just want to check. Three ideas were given, talked about getting people to write up small paragraphs that we can put in this section. So I'm wondering if before the next time we meet, someone can volunteer to take one, two, some of these, and write them up so we can get them in. So we had three. That we had the CCNSO cooperation idea. We had cut it up into smaller chunks a la IRTP. Those two were yours.
I know.
Okay, so you're happy to write up these ideas and add them. And then you can put them on the list and people can see them. Okay. And the third
one. Write up a little bit like what would the
okay, great.
Today
great.
And maybe some of the points. So
yeah,
more
okay.
Can
and then next time what we can do is, and we can see if there are any more ideas to add to the list, we can go through them. Plus, we can, everyone having read it and being awake, we can go through the, well, I don't know what time the call is for various people, but we can go through the what's currently in there and see what stays in and what doesn't and what needs changing. Okay, any more ideas on things that we should, could add to the possible next step?
I think that this very well could dovetail into the issues with the, I guess it's not a PDP yet, but the whole issue that I was trying to bring up with the registration of use policies. Because, you know, frankly, I don't know, from where I sit today, I'm thinking, I don't know, Rod elbow me in the gut if you think I'm crazy, but I think if we cut...
No, I don't have to listen.
No, but then it's gone. You know, I think that ultimately what I'm trying to do there would be nice, I think, is if affiliates funnel request, that sort of policy were kind of uniformly applied to all TLDs, so that they're at least empowered to investigate and look at this stuff. That would at least be a step forward that I don't know.
Well, they're already empowered to investigate.
Some of them say they're not. Some registrars.
You can investigate it. The question is, then talk to some CCTLDs. They say they can look at things. So. Well, at least they claim it. But you know, I don't know if the affiliates was one as a one size fit all. I don't think so. But I mean, having some sort of a policy around this topic area, I think every registry probably should, just for their own kind of legal cover, if nothing else. Whether the policy could be, we do nothing, right? A lot of them don't have policy at all.
Exactly.
I'm not thinking necessarily CTLDs here, though.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily even thinking registries as much as registrars. And I'm not thinking about you guys either. I'm thinking about guys that will never show up at meetings. Okay? So I don't know. I mean, this could be solved if we had agreement on that. Maybe.
I guess I don't quite understand that.
Well, you're saying this would be a subset of that. Right?
Well, I mean, we would basically, from a GNSO perspective, that policy would essentially address the issues in the FastBlocks group.
Define address.
Total solution, basically. And we're done. Because we've got this policy that all registries have agreed to enact, basically, that empowers them to investigate things, take things down.
Does FastBlocks still exist in the affiliates?
No, not something you can stop, right? And not up to us. I mean, they can do it any time on any kind of a demand.
Do you have any gauge on, has that policy been used?
Our policy comes into effect.
Oh, tomorrow.
After a 30-day. I mean, what I've seen in my research into various abuse issues, what I've seen in my research into various abuse issues is that different registries have different issues that they have to address. different registries have, you know, they have different registrant bases, different thresholds for getting a domain name, and so on. And some of them have very different others. Some registries address the same problems using different means, different policies. The same thing is true with registrars. There's a wide variety of solutions and capabilities. And look at GoDaddy, for example. They have interest in certain things, and that's their choice. I think a good thing to that it is their choice. They're interested in illegal drug sales or something because that company is a special interest. Impose that on another registrar, that gets into a sticky situation. If we try to have policies, then what are they? And I don't see it as a one-size-fits-all solution being always useful or appropriate.
All registries can face backflux attacks, correct?
Not that some of the restricted ones would be pretty hard for.
Okay, that's a good baseline. That's kind of what I thought someone was going to say.
Yeah.
So all unrestricted registries can be targets of backflux.
Well, that's true, but also unrestricted can be as well.
Yeah, I guess that'll be right.
There's a matter of likelihood or
bottom line is we wouldn't be requiring really anything. It would just be empowering. So we gotta take the argument away that we can't do anything. Which I just think I hope people in this room think that's just a ridiculous argument. Sorry, maybe perhaps other than Wendy.
I guess I don't understand the complete permission for registry to necessarily take down anything. I guess I don't quite understand it at the moment. And on what basis and how do you regulate that?
I mean, I don't know if you read the issues report that Marie did yet. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's already in a lot of registry agreements, the general power to do something. And then Aphelios went and spec'd that out a little bit, mm-hmm. and he fleshed it out.
But just to point out that it doesn't say anything about how they do it or if they do it. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't mean because there are provisions they do something or if there are no provisions they don't do anything. So this one
doesn't require it.
The court didn't look at that, so it's very difficult to make a judgment about how effective those provisions are or how non-effective they are. So just to
as one of the possibilities that can be looked at, as we weren't necessarily trying to decide that was our conclusion at the moment. We were merely stating that was one of the possibilities that could be looked at. I guess it seems to have asserted itself enough to be on the list.
I would hope so. I thought we said we could put anything on the list.
Exactly. Well, we could put anything on the list, but you have to be able to write it and explain it. And
I could do that.
Right. That's kind of what I meant. It sort of needs a clear assertion. Right.
Please.
Okay, great. And then people can flesh it out. Right. Okay.
Thanks, Marika.
So is there another one that people want to talk about at this point that comes to anybody's mind that hasn't been mentioned yet of possible places one could go in this multiple choice? Don't need to.
Okay.
And then again, if someone can, they can write it up and send it to the list between now and then.
Yeah, it's probably going to be better.
Yeah.
I look at the walls.
Right, well, it was possible that somebody was sitting there just waiting for this one to be over to, you know, speak another one that was on their mind.
Not catching us on our butt there.
I know what you mean. So, I think that probably covers what we're going to do about 9 called 8, 9 numbered 8. So next time, and then I think unless we have something else, we can call ourselves done for today. Next time we're going to basically go through all those because we have some new sections, right, that we need to talk through. And then we have a bunch of edits from last time, things that are struck through or things that were added to confirm that we either are comfortable with the deletion staying deleted or comfortable with the addition as it's been made. and then we'll talk through the new that we'll go through 8. That's for a radio full meeting. But we'll go through 8 and delete, change, and add as necessary. And I may be being optimistic. I'm often optimistic. But I think we could probably get through it in 2 more phone calls. Does that seem like a good goal? Obviously, in this one, there'll be new stuff, so we'll only have seen it on a first pass. And therefore, we'll want to go through it one more time just to make sure that we just, yeah.
Can I just ask them for clarification? Because on 5.4, the last thing I saw that was sent out to a bigger group, but I didn't see any feedback, but you're fine. You're just collecting
them. Yeah, 5.1 itself.
Okay, so the last thing they sent out, or what he sent to you, like that, if you know that.
You got 3 things from me, right?
I think the only other outstanding thing is the different George put in, because there was discussion on the list of some elements of that, so...
Not okay with that.
I think anything can go in as an alternative viewpoint. And then just if it goes higher than an alternative viewpoint, it needs people to agree to it. I mean, we sort of talked about at this point in terms of capturing ideas. If somebody could say it was an alternative viewpoint.
That's a section that this was in, though, 5.0.
Well, everything...
I think 5.7.
Are we going back in? Okay. 5.7.
But it was an empty one. I think that was one of the...
There's an F5.5 is an empty one.
Okay.
I think there was one that I took on, and I dropped the ball. I need to be reminded of it.
There was 5.4 and 5.5. I know 5.4 has been talked about. 5.5 is still.
Which one did I ever send in?
5.5 was how a restaurant's affected. 5.6 is
came up with
it got content.
Yeah, I think Marika has that.
Okay.
5.10.
I know that we've passed the 5.4.
If you can just summarize, since we don't see the document that you have, if you can just summarize the sections on the mailing list, and I know I can go back and pull out what we've written and make certain that you have a copy of it.
Yeah, 5.10.
Yeah,
we
came up with language for it.
Yeah, I need to look back in the list. Some of the things, language was sent, but I still have the impression that it was stolen.
Okay.
So in my head, some of those sections are not in here, but they are in the list, and some of them I might not have received. So I'll double check and come back in the list where I'm still missing language. And if I have language already copied in the email, you can see as well what that language is. I can assess the latest version.
While we're talking about additions, I have one question about data. do you want summaries or raw data? I mean, one of the problems that I have with what I have is that it will be 80 or 90 pages if it were printed. And so I'm trying to understand what representation is best. So, for example, I have lists of domain names and the number of ASNs that were associated with those domain names that we used as a determinant to identifying the domain as a fast flux attack domain. So how would I represent that in data that would be appropriate for the committee?
So what we did with Randy's case study, and maybe it should be a separate chapter in the report, I mean, the subject group knowledge as an annex, is we basically asked him to write an executive summary, basically highlighting what the main findings are of those data, and put the rest of the data on a separate wiki.
And then point, and then a pointer.
And put the link there, so it needs to add 90 pages.
Yeah, I guess we have to make certain we have the right to publish the actual data.
But you would need to do that if it was getting printed on paper.
Would it be easy enough to break it down into kind of ranges? This number of domains has this range of ASNs, and all of them were determined to be fast flux. This had that range. And
now that I have an idea of what you're looking for, let me write one summary of potentially 3 that I can provide. And I might be able to go back to April and get like a more recent monthly survey summary, and I can use that as well.
Yeah, because I presume most of the readers want to have this, you know, top level,
say. You don't want to look at 10,000 domain names.
Not unless you really want to.
Yeah, a couple of high level summary bullets would be good, because we have lots of lists of domains now.
Right.
You might want to dedupe them and see how many there were. That would be
Yeah. Okay.
Not too deep. Probably. That would take forever.
one more, Marika, that I wanted to get on.
Right,
that.
I wanted to make sure that before we went back, I wanted to make sure that we had we were all set on what we were going to do.
Yeah, that's fine.
Right, okay.
The only reason I ask is because earlier in the day when Rod was presenting his global fishing survey, several of the CCTLDs wanted the raw data because they were put off if they actually had phishing attacks in their domain.
Okay, so that pretty much covers where we're going to and what we're going to do on our next meeting, which is when?
14th.
Next Friday. Okay. So if we're cool with that, Mike had one more possible next step.
I'd love to hear any preliminary thoughts people have about the stuff, but I think one feasible next step is also coming up with a list of potential recommendations that registrars, I know registries, could adopt at their choosing. And I know we don't want to call them best practices, but we could call them recommendations or even an information alert or whatever, something like that.
I thought that's what I brought up.
When? I'm sorry, I didn't know it was on the list. So I just wanted to make sure it got there so we could...
No, I guess it's the best... No, I think you mean that as a next step, and you're
right.
Talking about the 5-point counting.
No. He had mentioned under policy, is it a policy, is it a best practice, is it a best practice, is it under his bullet point.
Right, okay.
I don't think she has it.
I interpreted things differently.
Okay. No, that was before we were talking about 510.
The CCSO idea is already listed as one possible option, so that's why it's not a question.
I think we are done, unless there's anything else anyone wants to add at this point. I think it was probably good seeing you all face to face.
Is our meeting next Friday a problem for you, Aubrey? Did you stay on the last call that you have more travel coming up?
I definitely have more travel, but actually I'll be... Next Friday, no, isn't a problem. I'm home. The following Friday, I'm traveling back from the IETF in Minneapolis. At that afternoon, so I wouldn't be able to do it. But next Friday, I'm actually home.
The Friday after that is the Friday after Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Right, and then I'll be... The problem is after the IETF, I head off to...
Black Friday.
That's why I'd kind of like to finish it in two meetings, and maybe we can do the next one during IETF week, but not Friday. Because then after IETF, I go off to Hyderabad. For the IETF for 2 weeks, where I'm working as secretariat, and so I will be totally useless for this effort.
Well, it might make sense that you try to get the initial report and be done, because that can be
right, so that's it.
Maybe some people do want to discuss data or other issues.
So I guess at our next meeting, first of all, schedule us for 2 hours, is that okay? And see if we can get almost finished. Yes. And see how far we can get, then look for something the following week, but before Friday, if I'm going to do it, if someone else is going to do it, especially the person that, people think might be a continuing chair if it continues, then, it can be done on a Friday, but if I'm doing it, it needs to be done Monday through, not Thursday, because I have the Lake Collar Networking Research Group most of the day Thursday, but... earlier in the week. We can talk about a date.
All right, thank you.
That's the other thing I have. That's right. I got that in the afternoon and one in the morning. Anyway.
Thank you for working
this.
Seriously.
It's
been great.
Thanks.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. And thank you for, putting up with me. It's so cool. Okay, thanks.
All right.
And I'll go take a nap. Oh, no, we have another meeting in half hour. Get ready for the gala, but we have a meeting about tomorrow's meeting. A meta meeting. A meta meeting about tomorrow's 8:30 to 9:30 meeting. Okay, thank you, Joe.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a good one.
Yeah.
Now, what is it going to have on my computer?